The other thing is that the city can't, and you may again have, I was more used to this with regard to some housing, but a lot of commercial, because a lot of communities wanted the commercial, their commercial exteriors to have a facade that was, you know, maybe 100% masonry on the front or 100% brick, or, you know, try and really doll it up, so to speak, to really get the people into the community. But it also pertains to some of the residential areas. And you can't do that anymore. You can't require a percentage of facade with regard to either residential or commercial. The city still can enforce things like whether you have garages, the roof line, pitch, the fenestration, and anti-monotony, which is, you know, like every third house can't be the same. You know, you have to have variety or whatever. Fences, walls, signage, and parking structure walls. So one of the things that we also looked at was, if cities have modified their model codes, would they, you know, would those be still allowed if they were in as part of an adoption? And a lot of the people in North Texas kind of adopt kind of a slew of modifications to their codes. Other places do as well, but and they're usually, they try and have it so that everybody in the area adopts the same modifications to the codes. Well, so you have to take a look at those and make sure that the codes themselves, the model codes and the modifications that have been done, are not violating the law and precluding certain materials. One of the other things that I looked at was whether deed restrictions can be enforced. And that is because Houston, and not singling them out for any other reason other than they don't have zoning in that capacity. And so would they be allowed to, you know, they have been given the green light to enforce deed restrictions. And so would they still be able to allow to do that? There's some question to that, but I think a conservative approach would be that it's preempted under this bill from enforcing certain private deed restrictions that went to the same types of things. Deed restrictions among private parties, they're still enforceable. HOA, POAs, all that sort of thing, still enforceable. You're not necessarily precluded from that. But enforcement within for entities that have been granted the ability to enforce private deed restrictions, that is not the case any longer. You need to take a look at that. So there are some exceptions, and I know that some of the other people will get into those, but national standards, obviously, materials that are necessary for some other areas. Model lighting ordinance, dark skies comes to mind with a lot of these things. And so that is allowed. Historic districts, those are excluded. And so, you know, what a community wants to ensure is kept safe and not altered, they can do that still within the historic district. And there's some additional requirements with that, that if you look at HB 2439, you can get a real sense of it. Things that hail, windstorm, you know, that impact the insurance, that would be something else that would be not covered under the new bill. Also, areas that have, like housing authority, that have financing arrangements for federal funding or housing association, those sorts of things are not covered as I read it under the bill. Finally, one of the others, Main Street, under a recognized Main Street program. You can't just go out and say, yes, I'm part of the Main Street program. You have to actually have been under either the Texas Main Street Program or another one that is recognized. I don't know that there is anything else in Texas. These are some of the ones that I'm familiar with, and obviously you can see the diversity of the facades that are there. Are there detractors? Yes, there may have been, and there may still be. Some of the suppliers and contractors indicated early on and testified to this, that their business would depends on the local mandates. And so they were fearful and concerned that they were going to lose out on some of the business. But one of the things that became very apparent as you started looking at this was the reverse was true as well, that because they were keeping out other people, some of those people were not being able to get the business, so to speak. Some detractors believe that there won't be cost savings, which was one of the reasons given at the legislative hearings. Others believe that the cost savings won't be passed on. And still others believe that subpar products will be produced and used. Now, whether or not that plays out, I think it may be a little too early to tell. But one of the quotes that I did read was given during the legislative session was about that this bill would give builders and contractors the latitude to explore different building materials so we can find something that's economical for the external skin.